The Hotel Elliot will recommence its dining service tonight after having to shut shop at the weekend following a fire. Around 2:30 Saturday morning, a passerby noticed flames coming from the roof of a hotel and contacted authorities. A whole kitchen destroyed to the tune of $150,000, but they have another kitchen, which is good news. Co-owner Matthew Kelly joins me now. Hi, Matthew. Gosh, what an ordeal for the weekend.
Yes, it wasn't ideal when I drove in Saturday morning. I didn't expect to see that amount of damage, but thankfully we've reassessed and as I said, you said we've got a second kitchen, so we're been feverishly working to get that organised. So here we are today, and we're hoping to recommence, or certainly recommence, 5 o'clock this afternoon. So all good news.
Oh, that's very lucky. Do you know what caused the fire?
Oh, look, at this early stages, that we haven't had forensic to go through, but there seemed to be an electrical fault in the roof where the ladies' toilet is. There's an exhaust fan and wires going through the top. Look, somehow it sort of tripped and then sparked a fire, and sort of that's right next to the main kitchen. That sort of leaked through into the roof, and that's when that passerby, which we're very thankful for, notified 000 and got the fire rigs out very quickly, and they're able to contain the fire to the main kitchen area and the toilets. So here we are. We can know that most of the hotel hasn't been too affected, so we can certainly trade as of today.
That is excellent, because from what I understand, you're undergoing a major redevelopment. Has this caused any issues for new building that you've done?
No, it hasn't. And luckily, we've got our builders on site, so they were able to help us out over the weekend as well. Sam Egan and his team, and Jeff Aller from EDS, he's certainly helped me with restoring power, and Trent from Trent Plumbing also restoring water. And so we're back in operation. Next door hasn't been affected, and we're still hoping for mid-year that should be up and running.
Mm. So from what I understand, a couple of months to fix that particular kitchen, but how's the rest of the development going? You reckon it's almost ready in a few months?
Well, we're hoping. Well, certainly we put the slab down before Christmas, and the timber frames are up at the moment. We're hoping the bricks should arrive in the next week or two. We should have the roof, hopefully, up and running by March, and that's obviously when we'll get feverishly working and hoping. Look, as we're hoping to be around trading by about mid-year. I'm not going to say the exact date, but, you know, obviously circumstances with COVID and all the rest of it. It's sort of we've had a few delays, but we're hoping mid-year that we should have the whole hotel up and running.
And that's going to look pretty spectacular, right?
Well, certainly it's going to be a massive tourism drive. That was always to us, it's important. A lot of people have taken the opportunity to explore the beautiful Fleurieu, and Port Elliot's no different to any other. And we have a lot to offer. And clearly, you know, with COVID sort of in our lives at the moment, not too many people are travelling. So gives them the opportunity to come down for an hour's drive. And obviously it's a beautiful landscape, so and beautiful beaches, and we hope to offer, you know, that food and experience down at our hotel. All onwards and upwards as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well, thanks for joining me today, and glad to hear you guys will be able to reopen.
No, nice talking to you. Thank you.